दूसरे दिन ऐसे ही खिलाया, तीसरे दिन उसके पिताजी आ गए। मैया ने कहा ये तो हम लोगों को दो दिन से बिना खाए पिए सोना पड़ता है, क्यों? ये कहता है जो ठाकुर जी खा लिए, ठाकुर जी खाते हैं थोड़े, कहता जी ठाकुर जी खा लिए। तो उसने कहा जो बेटा वो इधर उधर देखता का चूहे उहे ले जाते हैं, बड़े बड़े चूहे होते हैं, बम्बई में देखा इतना बड़ा चूहा वो पूरा एक साथ में पांच रोटी खींच ले जाएगा, ऐसे ऐसे बड़ी बड़ी चूहे। तो ऐसा कोई चूहा ठाकुर घर में अधिक रहते हैं, चूहे पुराने ठाकुर जी के घर में आसानी से आराम से उनको खाने पीने के लिए मिल जाता है, घी भी पीने के लिए मिल जाता है, इसलिए वहाँ पर ठाकुर जी के सिंहासन के नीचे ही अपना घर बना लेते हैं। यदि उसका ठीक से संस्कार नहीं किया जाए तो वो पूरा का पूरा खा लेंगे। तो ऐसा ही हुआ होगा, बेटा से पूछा जा, अरे बेटा तू खाली खाल कैसे लाता है? तो प्रभु सब ले लेते हैं खा ले। अच्छा तो ठीक है आज भोग दे। और आज वो बगल में कहीं से छिप करके देख रहा था सचमुच में वो ठाकुर जी खाते हैं कि नहीं खाते हैं। तो उसने कहा जे प्रभु अब देर मत कीजिए, जल्दी से पधारिए और भोजन कीजिए। बच्चे को उसके पिताजी ने नहीं बतलाया और बस आवाहन किया, अरे ठाकुर जी टस से मस नहीं हुए बहुत देर, अरे प्रभु आप उतर क्यों नहीं आए, आप भोजन क्यों कर रहे हैं, आज लज्जा आ रही है, नहीं क्यों आपको क्या हो गया? धीरे धीरे आवाज आई, आज तुम्हारे बाप वहां से पिताजी देख रहा है, मैं उनके देखते हुए मैं नहीं लू आ जाऊंगा। क्यों क्यों नहीं आई? तो उसको ऐसी भावना और श्रद्धा नहीं, आपको आना पड़ेगा, जैसा भी आप नहीं खाएंगे तो हमको बड़ा दुख होगा। फिर तुम अपने पिताजी को छू दो जरा, बस पिताजी को छुआ, छूते ही बस भाव उत्पन्न हुआ, देखा जी ठाकुर जी उतर करके और खा रहे, प्रेम से वो भी भर गया। ये है पूजन का भाव, यदि पूजन में ऐसे भाव न हो, श्रद्धा न हो तो पूजा का अधिकारी नहीं है। इसलिए कहते हैं वो क्या, पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तोयम जो मे भक्त्या, अर्चन के समय में भक्त्या प्रयच्छति प्रयच्छति प्रकृष्ट रूप से देता है, मैंने भावपूर्वक देता है, ऐसे लोगों का मैं ग्रहण। अर्जुन ने कहा हाँ जो प्रभु आपको नमस्कार है, ये मुझसे नहीं होगा, इस युद्ध क्षेत्र में भला ऐसा अर्चन ये मेरे द्वारा नहीं, अब कोई और सस्ती उपाय बतलाइए जो इस युद्ध क्षेत्र में मेरे द्वारा संभव हो। कितना बज गया, 6 बजने में है? अच्छा, तो कृष्ण ने क्या कहा, और भी सस्ता चाहिए, नमस्कुरु माम, हमें प्रणाम करो। केवल प्रणाम ही ऐसे नहीं कहा, नमः अहंकार निषेध पूर्वक सर्वधर्मानुपत्तज्य माम एकम शरणम व्रज, ऐसा करते हुए उसकी ये कहा नमस्कार। एक बार नमस्कार करने वाला व्यक्ति कमर में अंगोछा माने साफी बांधकर, जैसे नदी में छलांग देने के लिए ऊपर से कूदता है छलता है, ऐसे ही मानो भव सागर को पार करने के लिए एकदम तैयार होकर के कूद गया। और देखता है जब छलांग लगा दिया तो देखा जी भव सागर तो पीछे रह गया, मैं बहुत आगे पहुंच गया। एक बार भी कृष्ण प्रणामी पुनर्भवाय, एक बार यदि उनको प्रणाम कर लिया पुनर्भवाय, अब उसके लिए पुनरपि जननम पुनरपि मरणम पुनरपि जननी जठरे गमनम, ये अब नहीं हो रहा, माता के गर्भ में उसे और माता का स्तन पीने के लिए उसको अब नहीं, ऐसा एक बार भी प्रणाम, यदि प्रणाम होना चाहिए प्रणाम कैसे। अर्जुन ने कहा जी आपको एक नहीं सत्कार आपके लिए, तो प्रणाम भी होना चाहिए ऐसा। ये तो एक अर्थ हुआ, एक एक का अलग अर्थ किया मैं। और इसमें बतलाया ऊपर में प्रेमा भक्ति, भाव भक्ति, साधन भक्ति, और ये नमस्कार भी साधन भक्ति के अंतर्गत है। ये इसको इस प्रकार से अर्थ तो किया, अब इसको ऐसे कर लीजिए, मत भक्तो है ना, मनमना भव, मनमना भवा हो करके अपने चित्त को हमारे में लगा करके हमारा भजन करो, और उसी भजन के अंत में हमारा यजन करते हुए प्रेम पूर्वक हमें नमस्कार करो। अंत में जैसे पूजन कर लेते हैं ना, तो अंत में नमस्कार करते हैं, साष्टांग प्रणाम करते हैं, ऐसे करो, तब एक हो गया ना, भाव पूर्वक बड़े प्रेम के साथ में भक्ति के अंगों का पालन करते हुए प्रभु को नमस्कार करो। ये सर्वगुह्यतमं परमं श्रुणुमे वचः, ये गीता का सर्वश्रेष्ठ और परम उपदेश। यदि कोई ऐसा कर ले तो बस एक श्लोक से ही भवसागर को पार करके भगवान के चरणों में अनन्य प्रेम उत्पन्न करे। सूत्र रूप में इसको ब्रज भक्ति भी इससे लाभ हो जाएगी, किंतु इसका उदाहरण गीता में दिया नहीं है, केवल सूत्र रूप से ये बतलाए, उसका उदाहरण समस्त श्रीमद् भागवत। इसलिए प्रारंभिक पुस्तक गीता, तो गीता का अवहेला अनादर नहीं होना चाहिए, उसको भित्ति बनाते हुए उसी के ऊपर में भक्ति का महल खड़ा करके हम उसी में राधा कृष्ण का पूजन करके अपने भावों से बहुत सागर को, ये गीता का सार उपदेश है। आज यही पंचा, अब हम जब प्रवचन करेंगे तो हम लोगों का वो छूट गया है बहुत दिनों से, और बहुत ही अच्छा प्रसंग है, भक्ति का प्रसंग, और अनन्य भाव से वो ब्रज का भाव अब आएगा। पहले दिन में संक्षेप में जो बतलाया है वो बतला देंगे, और इसके बाद फिर हम बड़े ध्यान और चाव से यदि कोई सुनेगा उसको अवश्यम एव लोभ उत्पन्न हो जाएगा, और इसी लोभ से हम ब्रज की तरफ में, ब्रज प्रेम की तरफ में आगे मन जा गए।
And got hold of the legs, feet of Sanatana Goswami. Please give me a little portion of that repose by which you are so much rich, that such a gem is trifling to you. I want that gem. That is devotion, love to Lord Krishna. Do you want it? We are not sincerely wishing that thing. Such a thing. Yes. Akbar, the emperor of India, the then emperor, one day came to Sanatana Goswami. He heard the good name of him as a great sadhu, a devotee, and wished to serve him. And asked, please ask, tell me so that I can serve you. Sanatana Goswami replied, what? I have no want. What shall I beg of you? I have no necessity. I feel no necessity of anything. What shall I ask you to do? No, I have come to you. Please take my service, accept my service. Immediately requested. Then Sanatana Goswami told, yeah, one step of the steps by which I get down to Jamuna to bring water is broken. If you wish to serve, then repair it. He felt insulted. Emperor, being an emperor of India, was asked to repair a step of that ship. But he silently went back, being insulted in mind. But at night, he dreamt, he saw in his dream, all these steps are made of sparse money. And there is no one gem in his treasury. No one gem in his treasury, such a thing, by which the steps are made. Vrindavan is like that. The land of Vrindavan is Chintamani, but we are not seeing it. The plants also fulfill our desire, any sorts of desire. Such such is the Vrindavan Dham, but we are not able to see the real figure of Vrindavan. However, Krishna's Swarup Ananta. Krishna has got shapes, innumerable, countless shapes. Firstly, Krishna became Baladev. Krishna is black, Baladev is white in color. The color is different and other qualities same. It will be spoken later on. Then from Baladev came out many shapes. And then came out Narayan in Vaikuntha. Then from that figure, from that shape came out Karanavana Sai, Garudak Sai, Kirudak Sai. Then they created this world. They created, not Krishna created. Krishna do not look after that creation. Do not do. But he has come here out of bliss. Krishna is always enjoying in Vrindavan. And with the cows, and with the cowboys, and with the gopis, he's playing and piping all this. He has no function of creation. The other shapes that came out of him are engaged in such as Krishna is Swarup Ananta. I shall explain later on. Then it is eight. Let me stop here. Thank you. And it was in the Dhanan Bhavan. We are the best beings among the creation of God. Why? We can understand what is the best thing. By which we can get back in eternal peace. We want peace. Everybody wants peace. Even an ant also wants peace. If you press him with your finger, he will bite. Do not
He does not want it. Misery is not wanted by anyone. Peace is wanted. But what is that peace? And how that peace can be attained? Most of the beings do not know it. Because they have got no such intelligence. And it is mankind who possess that sort of intelligence. We can judge what is wrong and what is right. And what is all blissful of ourselves. What is all blissful? We think that if we get plenty of wealth and plenty of the objects of our senses, such as plenty of food, plenty of things of enjoyments, we will be happy. Is it true? If it would be true, then Americans would have been happy. There are many, many rich men in this world. There are many kings. Are they happy? No. Then, where is the happiness? How you can be happy? You should strive for that. First of all, we should know what is the pure happiness, true happiness. We want happiness, but what is that happiness? We love our relatives. We love our child. We love our dear ones, husband or wives. And wish to be happy. But is it possible? The more we love them, the more we get fear, the more we are afraid, the more we are attached with those things, the more we are afraid from them, because there is no guarantee for duration of them. I wish to have a son, and pray to God, God give me a child. But it is foolishness, because the child will give me sorrows and miseries. I shall get no guarantee from anybody. Therefore, if I love the child, the more love to the child, the more fear always. I am here and thinking of the child. How is he doing at home? Whether he is keeping all right or not? What is the happiness? If he is attacked with fear, and from some disease, he will get afraid, he will become anxious. If he does not die. Therefore, these things are always making us anxious and fearful. and not peaceful. So long as we do not understand this, we create these things like policemen. We are poor, so we are craving this. You are trying to have the position of such things. But those who are wise give up that practice. They do not want that. Even they are offered, they don't accept. Much wealth is offered by a king and his beautiful daughter to a devotee. He will refuse it. Even God offers. God offered to Prahlad, I can give everything if you, what you want. Tell me what you want. Prahlad denied. What? You are telling like this. I have understood the result of loving to, for these things. I have understood. It is miserable. And you are telling me to take these things again. Being a wise man and knowing all things, it does not behove you. God said, yes, Prahlad, I know it. I know it that you are now, you have acquired the knowledge. But my idea is to set example by you. It is Prahlad by whom God has set that in example. Did not take, refused. If you are willing to give me a boon, to give me a boon so that I am not attracted with that sort of craving these things. I want this boon from you. So that I may not be attacked with these sorts of wishes for these perishable things. The more beautiful, the more qualified is the wife, the more the husband will be anxious and fearful for her. Is it not? The dear one, the more qualified, the more fear. Most precious gem, if I wear it in my ring, I shall be always afraid of the ring. Always I will have to engage my mind for protection of the ring. What is the happiness? Always. But if it is made of silver ring, then I have no care. I don't care. Lost. This is typically. This is the result of loving of this perishable thing. So long we understand this, the real qualification towards paramartha is not attainable. The Indians, pious men, devotees, I did not the connection with those things, with their houses, with their parents, with their dear ones, with their wealth, everything. And they are living here in this world as beggar. What this will be? The more wealth will, the more money you keep with him, the more you will be afraid of the pickpockets. But he who has got not a penny with him is not afraid of anyone. Then who is peaceful? Who is peaceful? He who has got, the king is always afraid and always try to be protected by his soldiers. But a sadhu has got no protection, no one protection. Who is peaceful? Nobody envies him. I envy nobody, no one, and no not I. The blood of the tea. Have you read the poem? Millar of the tea. I envy nobody and know not I, and nobody envies me. But the king once day heard that song from singing him. No, no, no. It is not the real truth. I envy you. Because he was peaceful and I am not peaceful. I envy you. If you want peace, have peace, pure peace, then you should give up the connection of the things. Whatever valuable it may be, whatever qualified it may be. Things which are perishable, no guarantee. Sanatana Goswami resigned his post. The ministership, prime ministership of Hossein Shahwat Shah. Why? To our judgment, it is a foolishness. And he was not fool. He was the most intelligent ever possible. He understood that the great position with these perishable things is not peaceful. The king is not peaceful. The rich men are not peaceful. The father of many children is not peaceful. Then who is peaceful? Who has given up all these connections? He is peaceful. He is alone. But not, if pure peacefulness is that, the aloneness is the not pure peacefulness. But connection with the peaceful thing is the real peaceful. Who is the peaceful thing? All peaceful, peaceful is God, Lord Krishna. So if we love Krishna, then the real peace will be attained. But it's very difficult. It's very difficult to love him. How can I love him? We love things from which we get our sensual pleasures. Is it not? We love my father. Why? My father gives me clothes, gives me food, everything of enjoyment we get from him. So we love. We love that person who gives us these enjoyable things. Enjoyable by our senses. Then we can love God. If we get Him, if we get these enjoyable things from Him, then we also can love Him. But this sort of love is not pure love by which God can be attained. The pure devotees do not want any return from Him for their love. The pure devotee only try to make Him happy, make Him delighted, to serve Him only. Very difficult to understand. How shall I make Him happy? Maa Jasoda always engaged in serving Lord Krishna as his own child. He is always thinking for his pleasure. He is milking, he is preparing his food, makhan, butter, etc. Always engaged for giving Him pleasure. Every moment of Him is engaged for the pleasure of Him. Every moment. He has no other concern. Do we strive like that? Do we strive? Do we think how Krishna will be happy? What have you done for His happiness from this morning? Then you can't say that I love Krishna. But you say I love Krishna. That is utterly false. What pleasure we are giving Him? Whom we love, always, we always try to please Him by serving Him. Then what we have done for Krishna? What is done? I always wishing to get palatable dishes, but do I think that Krishna will be pleased with these dishes? Do I like to serve these dishes always? And do I think for His peace? So, devotion is to perform that works by which his senses get pleasure. What then we shall have to do to give Him pleasure? We can do anything. Everything for His pleasure or happiness. This is real good of everybody. so long as we can't love him like our dear one, we can't get the real peace. Now, the position is, why shall I go to love him? Because I do